They were all quiet for a time, and Isabel watched as the golden horizon shifted from orange to purple to deep blue. Would her baby brother be born at sea or in the United States? Would the end of their song really be a new life in Miami? Or would it end in tragedy for all of them, adrift, out of gas, and dying of thirst in the great saltwater desert of the Atlantic? "Hey, we never named our boat," Ivan said. Everyone moaned and laughed.
"What?"
Ivan said, smiling.
"Every good boat needs a name."
"I think we all agree this isn't a good boat," Señor Castillo said.
"But it's the boat that's taking us to the States, to freedom," Ivan said. "It deserves a name."
"How about Fidel?"
Luis joked, kicking up a splash on Castro's face at the bottom of the boat.
"No, no, no,"
Papi said.
"El ataúd flotante."
The floating coffin. Isabel winced at the name. It wasn't funny. Not with her mother about to have a baby on the boat.
"Too close, too close,"
Señor Castillo agreed.
"How about me piro?"
he suggested. It was slang for I'm out of here in Cuba.
"Chao, pescao,"
Mommy said, and everyone laughed. It literally meant goodbye, fish, but everyone in Cuba said it to each other to say goodbye.
"This St. Louis,"
Isabel's grandfather said softly. Everyone was quiet for a moment, trying to figure out the joke, but no one understood.
"How about el camello?"
Luis said. The camel was what they called the ugly humpbacked buses pulled around by tractors in Havana.
"No, no, I've got it," Amara cried. "El botero."
It was perfect, because it was the slang word for the taxis in Havana, but it actually meant the boatman. All the adults laughed and clapped.
"No, no,"
Ivan said, frustrated.
"It needs a cool-sounding name, like the..."
Ivan jumped a little in the water, and his eyes went wide.
"The what?"
Isabel asked. Then she jumped too, as something hard and leathery bumped into her leg.
"Shark!"
screamed Isabel's grandfather from the other side of the boat.
"Shark!"
The water around Ivan became a dark red cloud, and Isabel screamed. Something bumped into her again, and Isabel scrambled to climb into the boat, arms and legs shaking, panic thundering in her chest. Her father grabbed her around her middle, and they fell back in a tumble inside the boat. Beside them, Amara and Mami helped pull Señora Castillo into the boat as Lito pushed her up out of the water from behind. Isabel and her father scrabbled to their knees and pulled her grandfather in behind her. On the other side of the boat, Luis and Señor Castillo cried out Ivan's name as they hauled his limp body over the side. Ivan's right leg was a bloody mess. There were small bites all over it, as though a gang of sharks had attacked all at once. Raw, red, gaping wounds exposed the muscle underneath his skin. Isabel fell back against the side of the boat in horror. She'd never seen anything so awful. She felt like she was going to throw up. Señora Castillo wailed. Ivan was so shocked he didn't even cry out, didn't speak. His eyes had a glazed look to them, and his mouth hung open. One of the gashes up near his thigh was pumping blood out like a garden hose, and Isabel watched as Ivan's face grew pale. She couldn't speak.
"A tourniquet," Lito cried. "We have to get something around his leg to stop the bleeding."
Isabel's father yanked off his belt, and Lito tied it as high around Ivan's leg as he could. But the blood still flowed, coloring the water all around them in the boat a dark, sickening red.
"No! No!"
Señor Castillo cried, as the life went out of Ivan's eyes. Isabel wanted to scream too, but she was frozen. There was nothing she could do. There was nothing any of them could do. Ivan was dead. Luis yelled in rage and pulled his police pistol from its holster.
Bang! Bang, bang!
He fired once, twice, three times at the fin that circled the boat.
No!
Lito said, grabbing Luis's hand before he could shoot again.
You'll just bring more sharks with the blood in the water.
Too late. Another fin appeared. And another. And soon the nameless little boat was surrounded. They were trapped in their own sinking prison.